your teammates over there, Jackie. Please thank everybody for us over there for a great year. We enjoy having you guys on and appreciate the time. Have yourself a wonderful New Year's.
Awesome. Thanks, you too.
I also want to send a big thank you to all of our guests throughout the whole year from Morning Magazine, thanking every single one of them for joining us and appreciate their time. And a gigantic, very special thank you to Pam Hilke and the fantastic, amazing scheduling she does year in and year out for us here at WFHR. Have a happy New Year, everyone. We'll be back with more soon right on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Travel is still a mess for people across the country today trying to get anywhere.
So I've had two flights canceled. So then we tried to get a train, and the train was booked. And then we tried to get a Greyhound bus, and that was booked. So we've got a rental car, but then when we came here, it was a five-hour wait to maybe get a rental car.
Thousands more flights have been canceled today, most by Southwest Airlines. Corliss King represents Southwest flight attendants.
Something that we have consistently pushed management for is improvements in our technology.
The Department of Transportation is investigating how the airlines handled all this chaos. And let's not forget about all that luggage in limbo.
From Dallas,
our work computers are in it, the car seat for the baby, all their clothes.
To Philadelphia.
They're saying that they don't have the staff to unload and give it back.
It's been crazy. We have no luggage. Apparently, what we're told is keep all your receipts from Southwest and they're going to reimburse us.
Many passengers who managed to snag rental cars are simply giving up on their luggage.
That's CBS's Kimmy McCormick reporting. Buffalo, New York is slowly digging itself out of a deadly weekend blizzard. CBS's Jared Hill is there.
Buffalo's mayor announced the driving ban had been lifted overnight. 100% of residential streets having gotten at least one pass from a snowplow.
I'm asking people to still be cautious.
Some residents went out to restock their supplies, but were limited in what they could find at the grocery store.
Officials are now warning that homes could flood as all that snow starts to melt. Russia attacked several regions in Ukraine today with more missiles. This is the latest in a series of strikes targeting vital infrastructure across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say they switched off the electricity for a bit to try to minimize potential damage. In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has returned to power for a record sixth time as his government was sworn in this morning. More now from CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Mr. Netanyahu's party has already vowed to expand Jewish settlements in disputed regions. That includes the West Bank, and the White House has voiced opposition to this because the West Bank is seen as a territorial core, if you will, for a future Palestinian state.
The Red Cross says the need for blood donations is now critical. CBS's Michael George.
The American Red Cross says there's an urgent call for donors, with someone in the U.S. needing blood or platelets every 2 seconds. The Red Cross is giving out long-sleeve T-shirts through January 2nd to those who donate.
Winter is a really challenging time for donations since many folks are usually out busy celebrating the holidays. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages. Discovery runs deep.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and Adams County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help. A group of ATVs and UTVs were seen driving on snowmobile trails between Cottonville Avenue just north of Old Mill Bar. They are asking that anyone that knows who these drivers are or has a description of the vehicles involved to contact Deputy McFarland at the Adams County Sheriff's Office. ATVs and UTVs are not allowed on snowmobile trails in Adams County at all. Ordinances have been passed in municipalities around the state allowing ATV and UTV use on certain roads and trails. These vary by municipality. It is the operator's responsibility to know where they are allowed to drive their vehicles. The Witt County Sheriff's Department has a team participating in the Wisconsin Rapids Polar Plunge to support Special Olympics. All teams have until January 18th to raise funds. The event takes place at Anchor Bar on February 4th. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're not going to be nominated for sainthood because you put up with a jerk aunt for 40 years. You know, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have bad blood pressure and a lot of resentment in your life. I'm on vacation in 9 minutes.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Wausau, Richland Center, Amory, our home base of Waukesha, everyone streaming, everyone listening later, and especially to my friend and co-conspirator, Jane Matner.
Happy Thursday, my friend.
Happy Thursday. Happy last show of the year.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
July. I was thinking about this last night as I was trying to fall asleep. We've been together since July.
Yeah. The first episode of As Goes Wisconsin was July 5th. You joined July 15th.
Yep.
On my mom's birthday.
It's mom's birthday.
It was mom's birthday.
I did not know that. Now I will always remember.
There you go. And 5 months, we'll call it 5 months because I had 2 weeks off.
And then
we both were off for a week because
we were
both COVID.
Sick. Yep.
So really, shows clocked. You and I are probably about even though I had a 10-day start ahead of you.
That's true.
So we'll reflect a little bit more on this year for the show, next year for the show, later in today's show. But it feels a little surreal because it's like I have a bunch of stuff for today that's kind of biggest stories of the year, some of the stories you may have forgotten, predictions for next year. But really, I mean, we still have 2 more days of the year, so it's a little, maybe it's a little premature, but for us, we're out of here.
After 2 o'clock today, shoom. You guys probably have big New Year's plans.
We have our friend it's her 30th birthday. Her birthday is New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
And she usually hates it, but it's her 30th, and so she's saying a goodbye to her 20s, and so she's doing a roaring 20s party.
Oh, how fun.
And so we're getting dressed up, and I'm going to try to control myself so I can get some work done on Sundays, because we're back. While other people might have Monday off, we are back on Monday, and so
our holiday is tomorrow.
Yes, so I would like to not be dealing with a 2-day hangover and come in fresh faced to start the year.
Maybe work on the show Saturday before you go to the party.
We'll do that too. Yeah. I'm gonna probably do a little bit tomorrow Saturday.
That's probably a good idea.
Well, today's show is very fun. We last time segment that Dr. Mike's going to be at 11:30 on Thursdays. He's going to move to 1 o'clock on Thursdays starting next week. And I don't even know if there's more. There'll certainly be more football. I think fantasy football, there's helping me with my lineup. That has a expiration date.
Sure.
But even through 2023, Dr. Mike's still going to be here doing self-improvement, answering your questions, and then we'll get back to football later in the year. But he'll be here at 11:30, and we're going to talk specifically about resolutions, goals, this cycle that we get in of new year, new me. Is that really ever possible? Is it healthy to put that kind of pressure on ourselves? And what is maybe a healthier way to go about your new slate every single year? And so he will be here at 11:30. If you have questions for him, you can always text him or call in 844-967-2789. And then at 12 o'clock, Professor Susan Webb Yackey is going to join us from the Madison, Wisconsin, or University of Wisconsin-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs. She, well, the school partnered with, we talked about this earlier this week, the school partnered with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and WPR to do the Main Street Agenda project. And she wrote an op-ed once it was all done, kind of some of the takeaways. And one of the takeaways was, people can disagree without being disagreeable.
And people are sick of nothing getting done.
And that. And so she's going to join us to talk more about what that project was like and what we can learn from that and take into the next year, especially because it feels like there's rumblings of potentially the partisan divide in Madison not going away, but maybe being turned down a notch. So
thawing a little, perhaps.
Hopefully. We can only hope, right? And then at 12:30, I have some of my top national stories, some of the stories I think we forgot happened, and then also my top Wisconsin stories to round out 2022. And then we had to reschedule Tom Crofton, but he's going to join us today at 1 o'clock. He was supposed to be here the week that we had COVID, but he is a retired carpenter, but currently a small grass-fed beef farmer in western Wisconsin. And so he was going to talk to us about sustainable agriculture. What does that even mean? The history of it, the future of it, why we should probably get behind it. So I'm really excited for that conversation. And then to end the show, not that I consider myself to be in the prediction business, but, you know, maybe we'll look a little bit of what we can expect or what we think is going to happen in 2023, including what Nostradamus predicted would happen.
Oh, terrific.
In 2023.
The prognosticator of all prognosticators.
But to start off with a roundup of something from 2022. Our friends over at The Badger Project, which is a nonpartisan, citizen-supported journalism nonprofit in Wisconsin, they're a lot of the top, a lot of the investigative journalism that they do is on campaign finance, and they've done this in the past, and I'm not sure how much the list has changed, but they published this week the top donors to Wisconsin political parties in 2022. And I don't know if it, I want to say it's shocking, but it's a little bit dripping with sarcasm of how many people on that list do not live in Wisconsin.
Isn't that remarkable? One has to wonder why people who do not actually live in our state would pour so much money into political campaigns to elect their politicians of choice.
Some of them do. Some of the people who live in Wisconsin who donated are also related to one of the candidates.
Oh, that's always nice. But little family money.
You can check it out as far as the transparency. They ran down the 50 top donors, and some live in Wisconsin, some do not live in Wisconsin. And, you know, the loophole here is, while these guys can't donate specifically to a candidate, they can, but there's a cap on that.
Sure.
But now there is no longer a cap on how much you can donate to the party. And, you know, the Democratic Party outraised, and we've talked about that before now with Brian Schimming coming on board, that having a new chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party who focuses more on fundraising, because Ben Wickler has obviously done such a good job that is having it be a paid position and all of that. But, and I asked this question, I'm going to start doing polls to try to drum up conversation. I don't know. It's fun. We'll try a new thing.
Sure.
But I think it's, I kind of touched on this earlier in the year when we, Badger Project did a similar story as far as Democrats outraising Republicans in this state, even though Republicans were the ones who got that rule changed of unlimited amount of donations to the party. And it's one of those things where, is it just part of the game and whoever can do it better, you get more money? Or is this really not a good thing? Because it's one thing for the very wealthy people who do live in Wisconsin, who obviously are impacted also by the politics in Wisconsin. But the number one, I think she's actually number one for 2 years in a row, is Carla Jurvetson, who is a California-based physician, philanthropist, and political activist who lives in Silicon Valley.
She was the top donor?
She donated $3 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Wow, I have never heard of her.
And I had only heard of her because she was on the list the last time I covered this for one of my videos. And I don't, you know, I think she's just a big Democratic donor in general. So I'm sure there's like strategy behind. I'm sure she donated a lot to other swing states.
Sure.
But outside money, right? The number two is Tony Evers' campaign committee. So that's not really an individual person. Do you want to guess who number three is? Republican donor.
Uhlines.
Liz Uhlines specifically.
Oh, okay.
But they live in Chicago. I mean, they live in Illinois. Yeah. So Liz and Dick, huge donors, don't actually live here.
They have a business based here.
They do. Number four.
Diane Hendricks.
Liz in Wisconsin.
She does.
Mm-hmm. A lot of eyeliner. Not to totally make it about that, but it's shocking to me. You could be that rich and be like, well, could have, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to even go there.
Let me just interject. As a woman probably of a similar age, more is not always better.
It's true.
I'll just throw
it's
that
true. Out. And I will say, we for all the, for transparency's sake, number five lives in Wisconsin and is also our boss.
Yeah, we kind of know him.
And I actually asked him, I was like, hey, I'm going to talk about this. Is that cool? He goes, yeah, of course. But yes, Sage Wild lives in Madison, and he was number five on the list donating to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. But I would say, at least he lives in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Like, he also has a very invested interest in democracy in Wisconsin. He obviously is started civic media and everything. So, like, that kind of, you know, it's the same thing, I think, with, like, John Menard, although I don't share his politics. At least he lives here. Like, my bigger gripe is the influence of people who don't live here, who don't have to live with the ramifications of the politicians who get elected.
Absolutely.
Number six was Michaels for governor, the campaign. Number seven. Got a guess? He's like the name you think of when you think of Democratic donors.
George Soros?
Yeah.
He wow.
Number seven. $1 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
God, that's like pocket change to him.
I know.
Lunch money.
Number eight lives in Wisconsin, but is also related to Michaels.
Oh, another brother?
Patrick.
Okay.
Number nine was Reed Garrett Hoffman, the guy who started LinkedIn.
Oh.
Democrat. He's a Democrat. And then number 10 was Dick Uhlein. And so also doesn't live in Wisconsin, has a business here. If you have a business here, I kind of get it a little bit more. But we're going to go to break, but I would love to hear from you. Like, is this part of the game? And if you're a Democrat, you're happy that the Democrats have figured it out and they're outraising the Republicans? Or is this just bad for everybody that a handful of people can have such an outside influence, especially a handful of people who don't even live here, have such an outside influence on our state politics? 844-967-2789. We're going to break and be right back.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is our last show of the year. And so we are having fun today, doing a little bit of roundups, got a little bit of guests at 11:30. So in 10 minutes, we're going to be talking to Dr. Michael McCutcheon about setting New Year's resolutions.
I'm curious, too, to hear about his excursion to Las Vegas and how long they had to wait for flights.
Well, they didn't get, I'll let him tell it. They didn't get canceled, but they did have
snafus.
They did have snafus. And so, but for now, we are talking about the story that the Badger Project published this week on the top donors to Wisconsin political parties in 2022. And my takeaway being how many of them do not live in Wisconsin. And I'm not going to read through the whole list. We'll link it to today's blog podcast episode in the notes at asgoeswisconsin.com. But it is, and I don't, you know, it's because I just feel like even if there was less money involved, inevitably we would see less commercials. We wouldn't, if there wasn't so much money in each campaign, because most of that money just gets funneled totally into ads,
yep,
which we all say we hate.
Except for people in the media.
Except for the people making money off of those ads.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. And but if there was less money, there'd be less ads and people would be less annoyed. And maybe there would be have to be actual more conversations, which is what we're going to talk about with our 12 o'clock hour guest, Susan Yackey, about how much people really enjoyed actually talking to each other during the Main Street agenda project. And instead of just letting millionaires and billionaires put all this money in so that the only information we really get is, one, how journalists cover the story, and two, ads, you know?
And ads are so misleading. It's just amazing to me how much they're allowed to lie.
Well, I was thinking about this. So I was on the way in today, and we covered this story a little bit, is the George Santos thing.
Oh.
Which is just, it feels like it's dominating the news right now.
Every day it gets
worse, better?
I'm not sure.
How you view it. But it's, you know, I was thinking about it. So he lied about who he is, which is, if the argument is a lie, you can't lie. But that's not, that can't be the argument, because think about how much campaigns lie about, like campaign ads lie about their opponents. And will he, like, is it just that you can't lie about your resume, but you can lie about their resume? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
And so it's like, why? And I'm not saying he shouldn't get in trouble, because he certainly misled the people who voted for him on who he is. But isn't that, didn't Ron Johnson mislead people on who Mandela Barnes is? So why is one getting criticized and the other is just politics?
That's an interesting question. It really is. And I think what George Santos really has to worry about is any potential financial hanky-panky. Because,
like, where did he get the money?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if he did not, because he contributed like $700,000 to his own campaign. And yeah, there are questions about exactly where that money came from. And so that's going to be where things get sticky, I think.
As what he gets caught up on?
Yep.
But, I mean, not to...
Because nobody seems to care that he's been lying.
Well, I think some people care. I don't think Kevin McCarthy cares, because he's already said that he's going to vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And that's going to be such a, he needs every vote that he can get right now. And so as we go into the next year, I don't think this is going to change, this being outside money in our politics. I just don't think it's good. And I know that I'm not alone, because I feel like this is something that a lot of people typically say, as far as on both sides. I think even Matt Gaetz earlier this year, I feel like he had some diatribe in Congress talking about how he wants to get money out of politics. And it's like, is this the same Matt Gaetz that am I agreeing with him on something right now?
We have a caller on the line.
Boss. Our boss is on the line.
Sage Weil.
Hello.
Hello, Sage. Were your ears ringing?
I'm sorry, say that again?
So were your ears ringing?
My ears are ringing. I jumped in the car right as you started talking about this, and I thought I'd call in and throw in my 2 cents.
Well, let's have it. We got 3 minutes before our next break.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't speak for the people on the right who donate large sums of money, because I don't know any of them. But the people I know on the left who are large donors, they don't like donating a lot of money. They feel like they have to in order to you know, fix the system and get money out of politics. Like, and in my ideal, I guess speaking for myself here, I would like a more functional system in which the rich don't have such an outsized influence. And sadly, the only way to get there is to, you know, support reformers.
People who want to reform it.
Democrats. Yeah, exactly, right. You know, it's one of those situations where you can't unilaterally disarm, or else the other side will just take over.
Yeah.
And my sense is that there's a whole category of donors who, I mean, nobody likes to give a lot of money to politics. They like having the influence, and they like having the influence in as much as they can use that influence to keep the government from taxing them. I think that's usually the calculus for the, you know, the 1% or the 0.1% or the 0.01%. And historically, that's been the case, you know, across Democrats and Republicans. Like, the one constant over the past, you know, 50 years or whatever, is that taxes have gone down for the uber rich, and those reforms have had enough support from both parties to pass. Now, they certainly have a lot more support from the right. You know, you have it with the Bush tax cuts and so forth, but I don't know. Now I'm just rambling.
Well, no, I think, I mean, now I wish we didn't have to go to commercial in 30 seconds, because I think this is a fascinating topic. So maybe we'll have to get you on, because you have a very unique experience of it that most of us don't have. And so maybe this is a topic to get you back on the show next year to dive in more, because I think it's fascinating. And I think it's why I phrased it like, is this just part of the game? And I think the answer is yes for now.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Thanks so much for the call, Sage.
Yeah.
When we come back, Dr. Mike will be here to talk about resolutions for 2023.
The show. This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Are you ready to start a meaningful career? Now you can get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training. WISCaregiver.com will connect you with employers all across Wisconsin. You choose the location where you'll earn while you learn to become a CNA and receive a $500 bonus. Get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training through WISCaregiver.com. Get your free start in healthcare. Register today at WISCaregiver.com.
Suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity Line of Credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity Line of Credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And visit their location in the town of Rome.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Fort McCoy is getting $70 million from the new federal omnibus spending bill to fix up barracks at the Wisconsin military base. $38 million will pay for repairs for the barracks 400 enlisted men and women use. The rest goes to the officers' barracks for the 160 soldiers who train them. Over 77,000 soldiers trained at Fort McCoy in 2022. Wisconsin's most powerful state lawmaker doesn't mince words when explaining his decision to remove Janelle Brantgen as chair of the Assembly's Elections Committee. Speaker Robin Voss tells Channel 27 in Madison that Brantgen is no longer qualified for the job. Brantgen used the committee as a platform for conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. She even issued subpoenas to local election officials that appear to include language from similar subpoena efforts in other states. In sports, the Bulls beat the Bucks last night, 119-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 41, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 23. Daytime highs approaching 31, tomorrow cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
As a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, or Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find podcasts. Just search As Goes Wisconsin. So, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, back again, survived Southwest. But you're just, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to get into resolutions and your thoughts as a psychologist, life coach, yay or nay on resolutions, but don't answer yet. So you're back in Colorado? You made it?
We made it. I won't waste all of your show talking about every detail of it, but I will give you two details that are great and everybody's going to love. One is, actually, you might hate them. So we got on our flight. I am a nerd. I always paid a little extra for early bird check-ins. They check in for you. You make sure that your carry-on gets on there, whatever.
That doesn't make you a nerd. That makes you bougie.
It's $15, and it's just for me to just like be able to sleep the night before. You know what I mean? They check you in allegedly 36 hours before, foreshadowing for the story, by the way. So I get an email saying, don't worry about it. You already checked in. We're good to go. Great. Get to the airport. Actually did decide to check a bag just because I had like a lot of stuff. And checked something there. Great. They give us new boarding passes. Good. Get on the plane. Great, good, settled in, podcast downloaded, nerdy, have my own bottle of water that I've like, you know, that I've stowed away, just feeling great, comfy. And they go, oh, by the way, folks, sorry to tell you, we actually haven't sold the flight out. We've oversold it, unfortunately. And so we also have 8 pilots out here in the lobby who all need to get on the plane. So a bunch of you need to come off the plane, and it's going to be the last 10 people who got their boarding passes will be asked to get off the plane. And they, of course, called my name and my spouse's name. And we look at each other like, a bad dream, right? Terrible. Anyway, we get off the plane, and we're like, okay, we got to figure something else out. They're like, don't worry about it. We're going to give you $1,500 in cash, like a check for $1,500 each for each ticket. We're going to get you on a plane probably tomorrow, whatever. And we're like, no, we have to go tonight. We're meeting people. We've got to get there. So we book another flight on United. Meanwhile, these pilots go on the plane. Kristen, you're not going to believe this. This grumpy old man at the back of the line who also got kicked off the plane. I'm not going to curse on air because I love Jane too much. Goes, F you, to the pilot. One of the pilots hears that, turns around and says to the guy at the gate, no matter what happens, do not let him on the plane. Long story short, they get on the plane, all the pilots. Somebody else on the plane has decided, I'm claustrophobic. I need to get off here. It's been an hour and a half. I'm going to miss my connection flight. To hell with it. I'm getting off the plane. Two people come off. Old man FU boy and his wife get on the plane. Plane closes, pulls away, goes on the tarmac. They're about to print us up a check for $1,500. The plane comes back.
Oh, my God.
The pilot comes off the plane and goes, this man verbally assaulted me. And they pull this man and his wife off the plane. And we get on the plane. We're the next two to get on the plane after we already bought a ticket on another flight. So now we're trying to cancel on our phone, like on the runway to try to cancel the thing. As soon as I step on foot on the flight, and you know me for 15 years, I've never lied to you. This is the truest thing I've ever said. I'm going to do my best impression ever. I get on the plane. It is a zoo, an actual zoo. People are losing it. They've been on the plane for 3 hours. They've gone nowhere. All their phones are dead. They're not allowed to serve drinks while you're on the tarmac. They can only do it in the air. Babies are crying. It was pandemonium. There's an old man, 90 years old, in the very first row, like seat, like 1A. And I step foot on the plane and he looks at me dead in the eyes and he goes, welcome to hell.
Oh my gosh, your text message did not do that story justice. Yeah. As far as how happy I am, I just had to drive from Wisconsin Rapids to Muskego instead of trying to get home. Oh,
you made the right choice. we made it.
We made it.
We had fun.
You live to tell about it. You're already laughing about it. So,
yeah. Wow. I've literally been to hell and back, it sounds like.
Apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's switch directions. So I feel like you professionally help people improve their lives, set goals, attain those goals, build better habits, all of that. This is what you do for a living. It's also what you do for free for me. and I feel like I am I don't think I'm alone here because I am the type of personality and mindset of I love a new start. I'll start on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'll start at the beginning of the month. I'll start in the new year. And I have these audacious goals of setting better habits. And it's not always like big goals that it's like, oh, I missed that. It's not, for me, it's typically not I want to make this much money in the year and then I don't, or I want to finish a book. I've never tried to write a book, but you know, big, big projects. And ultimately every year I look back and I've gotten a lot done.
Yeah.
Even without sticking to some kind of regimented plan and breaking down, like, here's the big goal and here's the steps that get to that goal. But what I'm terrible at is setting my, building the habits of the routines that I want to build in my life. And I don't know if that's because of the ADHD or I'm just constantly following the dopamine of this sounds fun instead of doing the thing that I should be doing. So, you know, I constantly find these self-improvement things of like do these six routines in the morning to feel like a totally different person. And I do it for like 4 days.
Yes.
And so I guess my first question is, is it worth taking those suggestions of waking up earlier, you know, meditating in the morning, doing your morning pages, doing all of that stuff, like really trying to prioritize adopting those things? Or is it kind of like, well, you've made it this far. You know, it's like you've been somewhat successful so far in your life. Maybe you'll be just fine by not having to do these best. Like your life will be totally different if you just do these things.
Yep. Yep. The best version of you, all that. Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, you're great just the way you are. You know, you don't need to, am I right, Jane? You just, she's perfect the way she is. That's great. You don't need to do anything other. Speaking of fresh start, you know, I don't know for everybody who listens to the show how well they know our relationship, but I lived with Kristen for the first time in college, and I would love that your mom, the wonderful Debbie Bry, would come to our house that we shared together, and she would give you a fresh start. She would completely reorganize your room, clean it top to bottom. Your room would go from looking like three 13-year-old boys lived there to it looked like it would be ready for like the cover of like, you know, Home and Gardens. It was ready, HGTV, ready to go. How long did that last, Kristen? About 72 hours after she left? Before it started, the socks hanging off the blinds and, you know, mascara towels all over the dang place. Because it is part of like who you are, right? If I think there's something to like embrace who you are and do we really need to change? And I don't want to be like old man, you know, get off my lawn, but I do think there is something now that's even heightened, right? With social media, because everybody can get in front of you for 59 seconds and sort of say, I wake up in the morning at 5:15. First thing I do, meditate. And then I do 1,000 pushups and I take an ice cold bath. And if you don't do that, you're a loser, right? And it's like, that's how are we supposed to feel about ourselves? Maybe you don't want to take a cold bath, but then really rough, to be honest with you, you know? So I think it's like about finding things that you actually want to do. Does morning pages work for you? Is meditation helpful for you? What would being cleaner or 10 pounds lighter actually do for you, right? Start thinking about, you know, not just the what, because, you know, it would make me a better person, but why do I actually want this stuff and be attached to that, right? I mean, we were joking a couple months ago about your wedding and how we both were trying to get fit for it, you for your dress and me to get into my old tuxedo, right? It's good to have these little motivators, right? I'm doing this for something. I want to be healthier so I can stay alive and play with my children. That's a motivator, right? Not because the people on social media make me feel like less than. But I think if we can connect these things to things that actually matter to us, if we say we're going to write a book, why? Because I've always wanted to. I love this field, this industry I want to write about. I want to impact more lives. Maybe I do want to make a little bit of extra money and be able to invest in. Those are things to get, you know, motivated about. Nobody gets motivated about waking up at 5:15, taking a cold bath, and writing 5 pages on a blank screen. Nobody. Not Shakespeare, not Stephen King. Nobody does that. Sometimes you just have to do the thing because there's a thing behind the thing. And I think if that exists for you, get real about that. But otherwise, the other stuff, if you look at that list of six things, my guess would be there's only one or two of them that actually matter for you.
That's fair. And that's obviously specific for me. But I guess in a bigger picture, what would you suggest for like when your clients, when it comes to this pressure that we put on ourselves for New Year's resolutions or intentions or goals, and one, I think it's kind of like, are they useful? And if they're not useful, why do we keep doing this?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big proponent of, pardon me, short-term goals, right? A bunch of short-term goals in a row, right? So a couple of years ago, you and me and your now husband and a couple of other friends, we did Dry January together. Remember that? We all checking in with each
doing
other.
Doing it again this year.
That was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I will do it with you, but not MLK weekend. I'm going to Vegas again. God help me. I'll tell you more about that later. But yeah, I won't do it that weekend, but I'll do the other 27 days. But yeah, I think that's a good, like, what do I want to do in January, right? By the end of February, would I have liked to have, you know, donated all my stuff to Goodwill that I don't need it anymore? By the end of March, would I have liked to, you know, send out all the thank you cards for people who got us, you know, wedding gifts? I need all sorts of things. Like, I think these short-term goals and having a buddy with you is so important because it's hard to do anything alone. Right, to go it alone, even like you have this show. I mean, like you know, you and Jane are such a good, you know, tag team duo, right? It's so hard to just feel like you're just talking out into the ether, and you've got no one to look at you and say, "Are we doing this? Like, is this okay? Is this worthwhile? What am I doing?" Right? So I think, like, if you say by the end of the year this, you know, God help you. I don't think a lot of us have you know, we don't even know what we're going to be doing next Thursday, right? And so I think it's good to have these short-term goals. There's a book that I really, really love if people are interested. I didn't write it, and unfortunately, I don't get any royalties for it, but I'd recommend it. It's called 4,000 Weeks, and it's by Oliver Berkman, or I've also heard it pronounced Berkman. And he used to write for The Guardian. He's a great writer. Anyway, 4,000 Weeks is about how long the average lifespan is. But he sort of says that if you think about it as a week, this week and this week and this week, and sort of check those off, what do I want to do this week? You can manage that. I don't think any of us just kind of have that foresight. We just don't have that thing in our brain that we can think 52 weeks in advance. So do Dry January, do Fit February, do Manic March or whatever it is you want to do, right? And get some friends to do it and make it a social, you know, communal thing.
That's really interesting. It's almost like the AA mantra of just one day at a time. It's like one week at a time.
Right.
Instead
absolutely.
Of, I mean,
there's a reason for that.
The huge big thing that's going to get done this year. I'm always a big picture person, so it's sometimes hard for me to think of the small steps that get there.
And you know, I always do this to you. You can do both, right? You can think the big picture, but how does today and this week play into that, right? You can do both.
Absolutely. If you have a question about your New Year's resolution, how to stick to new habits or reach your goals, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will still be here when we come back from the next break. Give us a text. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. He will be here to answer those. And he will also, we're winding down on the fantasy football league. I'm in the finals. So I don't know if you have some advice for me on that, but also potentially some bets that you would suggest people make to make some free money. So we'll do all of that and maybe even more in the next segment once we come back from this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around.
What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot. 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
On FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Awesome, live your life. Hey, hey, hey. You steady dressing up that car, just live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We are talking to Dr. Michael McCutcheon for the last time in 2022, but don't worry, he will be back on Thursdays next week, except at 1 o'clock instead of 11:30. We're putting you in the fun hour, which I think is where you rightfully deserve.
I love that. Thank you. That's a promotion in my book. Thank you. And I saw all of our bosses, Sage, on the show earlier, so thank you for the promotion, Sage. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So we're talking about the bigger, you know, the thing that everyone's focused on this week is, what are my resolutions for 2023? Maybe not everyone's doing that, but lots of people, you know, use this time of the year to, as a reset. We've spent a lot of time this month potentially overeating, overdrinking, feeling overspending, and then January being a month where we can restart a little bit. But then the joke always becomes, how long do you even really actually adhere to those resolutions? So I've heard different things of setting like an intentional word and doing things that are not as hard and fast of, I'm going to work out every single day. And, you know, I think there is, like, what do you think is harder? Is it harder to build new habits or reach goals? Because I feel like those two things are different.
Yeah. I think it is harder I think it's harder to build new habits. I think goals are something, you know, a lot of times the thing about a goal is that it can often, you can hit it and then lose it, and there can be some shame there, right? I know people who've, you know, done things like lost and a lot of weight, right? And they get it back and there's some shame there. A habit, I think, has a better chance at actually becoming part of your character. Right. And sort of like who you are and being like part of your bones. Right. I am somebody who flosses. Right. You know, it's something that like can be something that you just sort of like that you become. But yeah, goals are great, though. I love goals for establishing, really understanding what it is that's important to you in life. Right. You know, do I want to have a different job? Do I want to have a, you know, better financial situation? Do I want to have love in my life? Any of those sorts of things, right? Do I want to learn, you know, a new thing? And I think we can, if we are doing it right, maybe, I don't know, I've never thought about this before. You're putting me on the spot in a good way. I wonder if we can kind of parlay those goals into becoming, you know, sort of habits, and those habits parlay those into becoming character, right? I've done the thing and I actually enjoyed like eating well. I feel better. I want to always feel better. I want to feel healthy. So now I'm a healthy person and it's a habit. And like now I live longer. That's part of who I am, right? Maybe these things are sort of stepwise in that way if we're doing it right. So have a goal, turn it into a habit, and then turn that into part of your character. I think that sounds great.
But why is it, I'm really putting you on the spot now. I great. Feel like
Let's do it.
Because I feel like it's easier to reach a goal than build a habit. If you think about just even like we were just saying with my wedding, the goal of looking the best I'm ever going to look on my wedding day was very motivating to work out as much as I was working out. And then as soon as the wedding was over and the show went from 2 to 3 hours, it became very easy to just not have time to work out anymore. And yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like in the times of the attempt or the desire to have better habits, but as soon as there's a disruption or you're stressed or something pops up in your day and it breaks that, you know, 30 days to build a habit. And what is it about our psychology, or maybe it's just my psychology, that in the moment of stress that we resort or we default back to bad habits, wanting to drink, wanting a cigarette, wanting to avoid, disassociate, all of these different things. Like, why is our default not to do health? For most of us, I'm sure there's some weirdos out there that their default is to do the healthy thing. But for most of us, I feel like when things get harder or stressful, the default is to do the thing that breaks the habit we're trying to build.
You're totally right about that. Those are the real nerds, by the way, you know, it's the right thing to do. Get out of here. Don't ever talk to me again.
You know,
I don't like that. Yeah. By the way, Kristen, Bry has been so kind to send me great Christmas gifts of us together. So if those of you streaming at home, you can see the photo of us together. Kristen looks like she's ready for the cover of Allure and Cosmo, and I look like a baked potato in a tie. You know, she really nailed it in her wedding. Yeah. Why do we go back to it? I mean, I honestly think probably because we overdid it, right? Like with like it's sort of like this like relief, right? I've been starving myself, or I've been running all the time, and I've been working out, and I've been so stressed about it that yeah, of course you want a cigarette and a drink. Stressful. Like, who knows? I don't even smoke and I take a cigarette and a drink after even just thinking about that, right? I would. So I think like that's the thing is like stepwise, right? Okay, we're gonna work out twice a week. You don't need to, or if I want to have these 6 habits in the morning that I want to do, why don't I start with 1 in January, go up to 2 in February, and 3 in March, and go up like that, as opposed to just going from 0 to 60, and then of course it's all going to come crashing down. I mean, not to be too psychological about this, but that's another kind of a defense mechanism for you to say, no one's going to tell me what to do. No, I'm not going to live in somebody else's box, right? And also, we have a little habit that we like. We like our chocolate. We like our drink. We like our pizza or whatever it is. And why would I? It's our way of the drug, in a sense, too. It kind of like bails us out of that. So do it stepwise. Do it with a friend. Make it fun. And also, if you don't like it, then drop it. Only do the things that actually like, you know,
spark
give
joy.
You some kind of reward. Don't just do it because you said you're going to do it.
All right. Well, in the 2 minutes we have left with you, let's make some money on FanDuel and or DraftKings. All right. So let's start with the Packers. And if we can get the other one in, we will.
Oh, God.
So the 7-8 Green Bay Packers are somehow still in playoff contention. So they're favored to win at home on Sunday against the 12-3 Vikings. Is this actually going to happen? Should we bet on our beloved Packers to win this weekend? Or make some money by betting against them?
I'm so glad we have multiple questions. This is going to be a quick one. I'm not answering it. I'm not going to do it. I won't do it. I've been wrong. So if I say that they're going to win, they're going to lose. And I would not do that to you in the state of Wisconsin. If I say they're going to lose, then I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from the state of Wisconsin, which I'm not willing to do. I'm not doing it. Next question, please. Go Packers.
All right. Fine. Then who is Thursday Night Football is tonight? And...
There's a great bet tonight.
Okay. So tell us what the great bet is, and then we'll let you go.
On DraftKings tonight, there's a bet that if you say CeeDee Lamb over 55 yards and Dak Prescott over 199 yards, you can basically double your money. Do it. Take it. It's a bonus. Do it. It's easy, free money. I don't tell you about the Packers, but bet hard on the Cowboys tonight.
All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, Happy New Year. We will see you next week on Thursday at 1. And for everyone listening right now, we always want to hear your questions, but you'll have to wait till next year to talk to the doctor. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.